This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Seattle, of course, just awarded an NHL expansion team. Very, very exciting news. Steve is happy, and we're celebrating. We here at The Rock are celebrating early because we're not waiting for a name of the team or color scheme for us to get hockey jerseys. We've got Rock hockey jerseys right now for you to buy. And these are customizable, awesome black jerseys piped with the red and yellow. Get your own name on the back. Get your own number on the back. Whatever you want. Customize that bad boy. And if you want one, you can get one. Just go to KISW.com. Order one today.
Let's play B-Mix.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. B-Mix. Don't be a loser.
Whoa.
B-Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to B-Mix.
It is time to turn down for Thursday.
Friday Junior.
It is a Junior. It is a Friday Junior, and I'm very happy.
Yeah, this is the first Friday Junior, not of the new year, but of the new Viaduct shutdown. So
Seattle squeeze.
Yeah, so hopefully people are dealing with that. And
From the most part, I think we're doing okay, and we got a long weekend coming up.
Yep.
Yeah, so here's hoping that people, you aren't stuck in traffic longer than you need to be. But you might be.
Yeah, well, you know. And, of course, I can't wait for the light rail. It's going to be like 2024 before it gets about anywhere near me.
I was excited for it until I saw that it's not supposed to hit Tacoma until like 2030. And I'm like, well, great.
Yeah, you got some
fantastic
time. Yeah, it's but it's going to be cool. I think
eventually,
it's going to be cool.
Yeah, it will be cool.
Because I will use that bad boy. I hate driving.
Yeah, yeah. We use the light rail to come down into downtown anyway. Just park over at a friend's house somewhere and then come in. It's so much easier than anything else.
Yeah, get to read, get to do stuff you want to do.
Let's get to our contestant today. We've got Rich in Renton to take on Steve. Rich, are you there, sir?
Yep.
Excellent. Yep.
Yes, sir.
What's he playing for today, Steve?
Pair of tickets to check out Cage Sport MMA, which is happening at the Emerald Queen Casino on Saturday, February 9th. Go to KISW.com for all the details if you want to check out Cage Sport MMA, hosted by D. Ted Smith.
Yeah.
Get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Rich will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Rich, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What is the common name for the third and final set of molars that most people develop?
Wisdom teeth.
Yes. Sandy is the name of the dog in what classic musical?
Annie.
Yes. In Star Wars, who killed Count Dooku by cutting off his head?
Luke Skywalker.
No.
Darth Vader.
No.
Pass.
Which movie was Pixar's first feature film?
Toy Story.
Yes. What brand of whiskey was created for the Queen of England's trip to Canada?
Pass.
In Kill Bill, what does Hattori Hanzo make for Uma Thurman's character?
A sword.
Yes. In what North American country is Thunder Bay located?
Canada.
Yes. What is the process of splitting atoms called?
Fusion?
No.
Pass.
In which decade did Marilyn Monroe pass away?
60s.
Yes! Which planet in our solar system has an axis that is tilted by 98 degrees?
Pluto.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. Couple of close ones.
I think that if Steve gets 7 or less, I think we got to give it to him.
Why?
Nitpick with the Darth Vader. That's all.
But he wasn't.
I know.
He wasn't Vader at the time.
I agree.
Of course you agree, Rich.
I won't go round and round about it, but you know, like, for instance, if I was doing a show and I had a thing where basically I sat on a billboard for 25 days, but I did it as Bob Joseph. If somebody said, who sat it on there? Well, I'm BJ Shea now. I was the guy that did it, so I mean, if it's Aaron on the side of the collar.
If it's super close to that, I'll let you be a benevolent soul.
Thanks, buddy.
And give it to Rich, but I'm still giving Steve the win.
Thanks, buddy boy.
I guess we can come to some sort of compromise.
I could have asked if he knew the name of
you could have,
but I didn't. So, but Steve's in the room, and I don't know if he'll get it anyway.
Yeah. But, I mean, anytime we think that he's not going to get it, what does he do?
Yeah.
He gets it.
He's a Stevie.
Yeah, he is. Steve!
Yes?
Are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
What is the common name for the third and final set of molars that most people develop?
Wisdom teeth.
Yes.
Nice.
Sandy is the name of the dog in what classic musical?
Grease.
No.
Rude. Wow. Olivia was awesome.
I agree. She was hot in those pants. crap. Famous musical. Cats.
No.
I don't know. Hamilton.
No. In Star Wars, who killed Count Dooku by cutting off his head?
Boba Fett.
No.
Boba Fett.
Luke.
No.
Han Solo.
No. Which movie was
Vader?
No. Which movie was Pixar's first feature film?
Toy Story.
Yes. Nice. What brand of whiskey was created for the Queen of England's trip to Canada?
Fireball.
No.
Pass.
In Kill Bill, what does Hattori Hanzo make for Uma Thurman's character?
Samurai sword.
Yes. In what North American country is Thunder Bay located?
Ontario.
No.
Canada.
Yes. What is the process of splitting atoms called?
Splitting hairs.
No. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I guess we don't have to argue about
it,
DJ, because Steve, you lose 6-4.
Woo!
Damn it. Congratulations, Rich.
Right. Oh, yay.
Oh, I love that. Hang on the line, Rich.
I got a crowd right there.
I'll tell you how to get your prize. And of course, we all get this.
I'm a loser.
Yeah.
And I love someone who's near to me.
Stevie.
I'm a loser. And I'm not what I appear to be.
Oh, yeah.
Now, there was a couple of, he got really close, Rich, with some of those, so I'm kind of glad he did win. He said Darth Vader, just like you said, for the Count Dooku cutting off the head, but he wasn't Darth Vader at the time.
Yeah, he was just
Anakin. So that's why DJ and I were going back and forth about it.
Yeah.
And so it was Anakin Skywalker. He wasn't Darth Vader, and I stick by that.
No, I mean, you're not wrong either. I mean, I can't say you're wrong. It's mm-hmm. just it's all a matter of interpretation, but you're not wrong.
One that he got right that you did not, Steve. Sandy is the name of the dog in Annie.
I would never have known that, actually. And I slightly remember now.
Yeah, Rich knew it. I was kind of surprised.
I mean, it is a classic tale, and, you know, I remember that. And, of course, it was a comic strip forever.
Does anybody know the brand of whiskey that that was created for the Queen of England?
I would be taking a guess, which would be Canadian Club.
No. Think a little more.
Crown Royal.
There you go.
Oh.
Before I could get out there. Yeah. Crown Royal.
That would be the other one I would guess.
Damn it. Why didn't I think that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's Canada.
And then the process of splitting atoms, what is that called?
Oh, I know it and I don't know it.
Rich was really close when he said fusion, but it's
nuclear.
Fission.
Oh. Fission, that's
it's
it.
It's fission.
Yeah.
It's not fusion.
I wouldn't have got it.
Yeah. But Rich got enough correct, so we got the win. So congratulations to him.
Yeah, if you tie or beat Steve, that's how you get the prize. How cool is that? Now, I know we said that Doug Benson would be playing with us this morning, but Doug apparently probably,
he forgot.
Getting Doug with high, I think, probably was just a natural thing with Doug.
Oh, best of luck to him.
Yeah, but Doug Love Movies, he will be at the Tacoma Comedy Club this Saturday at 4:20 p.m., of course. Our own Reverend Infuego going to be there with him as part of the people playing for you, perhaps, in the crowd.
It's always awesome, man. A few times I've gotten to be a part of that. It's fun to be able to realize how many of your friends are fans of Doug Benson that you didn't even know.
Yeah.
Like one of my buddies, Big Jack, he's a great wrestler from around here, and he left to go wrestle in Buffalo for a minute, and then I heard from him. He's back now in the Northwest, but he was just like, man, I was just listening to Doug Loves Movies. I'm a big fan of the podcast, and all of a sudden I hear your voice on on there. And it was like, what the hell's going on?
Yeah. So
it's always awesome when Doug gives any of us an opportunity. And he loves having the Rev on because the Rev knows his movies.
Yeah, I do know enough movies. I've actually won once. So I'm hoping that I'll make it happen again.
Unless one of the secret guests are Ken Jennings.
Oh, man. I hope Ken has something else going on. Maybe they've got like a Jeopardy reunion or something this weekend.
You want me to be your Jeff Kalooie?
A what?
Oh, in other words.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Take him out.
Why? Throat punch him.
Oh, geez, that's a little excessive.
That's a little excessive as opposed to slamming somebody in the knee right before they're going to go ice skating.
Good point there.
You can still play with a bad knee.
That's true.
You can't play with a crushed larynx.
Tickets and info, by the way, if you want to go see Doug Loves Movies. And it's a podcast taping, so that's always fun. You'll actually be on the taping at a future episode. Tacoma Comedy Club, all the info. You want tickets, DougLovesMovies.com is where you go. And that'll be this Saturday at 4:20 with the Rev.
And big thanks to Doug Benson for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Doug. The guy's got the life. Mm-hmm. I mean, he really, really does. Earlier this week, the internet, of course, we were talking about that egg, that just regular brown, looks like a large egg, surpassed Kylie Jenner's record on Instagram for the most likes.
How's it doing now?
Because it almost doubled Kylie Jenner's 18 point something for her baby picture that she put up there. And then this egg had like close to 30 something. I don't know how many it's got now.
What do we got? Is it the same one? I don't even know. Is it private now?
What? Oh, wow.
Is that a different one?
That egg's getting all fancy. Well, while we're waiting for that, let me tell you.
Why would they make their account private if they're trying to get... This can't be the right one.
No, it can't be.
Never mind.
Sorry. So, Jennifer Garner is hoping to snatch the record for the most Instagram likes with a photo of a carrot, but it just isn't any carrot. It's two carrots that are connected so they look like pants, and there's actually even a bulge in the carrot. Oh, all right, Jennifer.
And so you know, the egg is at 47.3 million likes.
Oh, that has completely destroyed Kylie Jenner's baby picture.
2.7 million comments.
Whoa. Wow, it was just like in the 20s when we talked about it earlier this week.
And we were wondering, I was talking to my buddies Munson and J-Mac about what kind of money are you making from this, like this phenomenon. And then you go on the website or on the Instagram and it says, click here for the official merchandise. And
there it is.
Now you can join the egg gang.
I'm not buying that.
No?
That looks dumb. That's a dumb looking shirt.
What about in the bright yellow?
Oh, now it looks good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it goes with my eyes.
You don't like it at all? Throw your eggs up?
Yeah. Yeah, because it basically looks like the OK sign, but in shape of an egg. Like the hole looks like an egg. No. I'm sorry. And what are they charging? Can I add? What's a shirt cost?
$20 for the shirt, $32 for the hoodie.
At what percentage of people out of the 47 skillion people there, or whatever, it's 47 million that have basically liked this, I wonder what percentage are actually going to buy any merch at all?
Under 1%, I would say.
That's still good money.
I'm obviously a t-shirt addict. I don't even want this shirt.
No, I don't blame you. It looks stupid. Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, there was, a Snapchat filter. I think I did the best egg Snapchat filter ever done, and that should get a lot of likes. So go like that.
It's funny, though, how many people are now doing copycat ones. I see a lot of people in our industry now. Like, here's a picture of me. Let's try and break the record by liking this picture of me.
Oh, God.
It's like, you sound so desperate, man.
Yeah, I know.
How much does the shirt cost?
$20.
Okay.
Is Danny doing math?
Yeah, so if they sold 1% of the t-shirt, or 1% of people bought it, it would be $9.4 million.
Oh, my God.
That ain't bad. That's still got to be 1%. I mean, if they do good for them... But what are you going to do with that stupid shirt? That's $20.
Yeah.
Seriously. When we're selling like an awesome looking KISW Rock hockey jersey, not that I'm trying to...
Shameless.
Not that I'm trying to pimp anything. So she captioned this, Jennifer Garner. I haven't seen that. Have we seen the carrot bulge yet? I haven't seen that yet.
I'll show you a carrot bulge.
No! That's not what I expected to hear.
Oh, whoa, it does.
It is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like she grew it herself. And Jennifer Garner said, well, if the world loves an egg, wait until you catch a gander of my carrot pants. Hashtag it's a boy. Hashtag harvest day.
It has carrot knuckle.
Yeah. It's gotten more than 300,000 likes so far. Of course, 46 million is going to be hard to beat. Ellen DeGeneres is also trying to chase after this record with another egg that just has a photo of Kylie superimposed on it. Ellen's egg. Okay, this is just why Ellen is amazing. The scope that she has, because you think, what's this stupid idea? You're putting Kylie Jenner's face in an egg. What's that going to get? Mm-hmm. That's got more than 4.2 million likes already. Boy, Ellen, that Ellen DeGeneres, man, she is just, I mean, that she is such an influencer. Yeah.
It's a hot egg.
It is a hot egg. All right. I still think my egg is better. Sarah, look, make sure you put it, everybody knows about my egg.
Your egg is creepy.
My egg is awesome, Danny.
I saw you filming it. It scared me.
I don't even know what you're talking about, you guys.
It's a Snapchat filter where we can all look like an egg because of this world-famous egg.
Is that going on right now?
Yeah. Is that going on? Am I actually ahead of you on Snapchat? Because you were always ahead of me. Thanks, Sarah. I'm better than Steve today.
So just today. Steve Reese ain't posting about it. I don't know. It's true.
Yeah. So you guys remember the show To Catch a Predator?
Mm-hmm.
And it always sucked because, I mean, it sucked, I mean, obviously for the perp, just because there's Chris Hansen with this thing of lemonade, and you go, this guy's so effed. And Chris, he always looks so smarmy. And granted, they all deserve
Sit
to be
down,
caught.
Have a glass of lemonade.
Yeah, they all deserve to be caught because they were doing bad stuff. Yet, you know, some people are very, very happy because now Chris Hansen just got caught himself and he could go to jail. Now, what Chris Hansen did is nowhere near as bad as the predators he was catching, but he's been writing bad checks, allegedly, and charged with larceny because, allegedly failing to pay about $13,000 worth of products dating back to April of last year.
Why is he writing bad checks?
Allegedly. I don't know. It's just like Mike the Situation. The guy made $9 million, and somehow he's in jail for not paying taxes. It's like, if you make that much money, how do you not make me pay your taxes?
I don't get it. Yeah. It just shows, I mean, no matter how much money you make, if you're stupid, you're stupid.
Yeah. Well, I think we could have seen that, at least with the situation. Chris, you know, Chris Hansen, you'd figure, dude, all you did was catch predators. You know that people are looking out to set you so that you don't do stupid things. How do you get caught doing a stupid thing?
Do you think he's going to maybe get to be face-to-face with someone that he led to being arrested?
Oh, if he goes, you think they'd send him to that prison?
I don't think so, but.
Wow, predator prison? I don't know, man. Damn. So here's the question. What was he buying that it was allegedly worth that much that he wouldn't, right? He just didn't have the money. 355 ceramic mugs, 288 t-shirts, and 650 vinyl decals, I guess, for a marketing campaign that he was doing.
Yeah, he's starting, I think it's called the Egg Gang merchandise.
That's what it is.
Yeah, so he's trying to get people to buy his new hoodies that have eggs on them.
I love this. The cops are like, hey, dude, you need to come in. We got to talk about this. And Chris is like, oh, yeah, sure. No problem. I'll be right there. I'll bring the lemonade and everything. Never showed.
Wow.
Yeah. So they issued a warrant. He finally turned himself in. Released without bond. Could face up to $5,000 in fines and 1 to 5 years in prison. He ain't going to be in prison for this, but he'll probably have to pay the fines.
Mm-hmm.
Though, that would be making a nice example of a high-profile celebrity. And say, hey, if you don't do what you got to do, we'll show you.
Wow.
Very ironic. All right, Steve, it is time for Listeners on the Loose. It is time to let the inmates run this asylum. 206. I know. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, your calls, your texts at 917 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Car Toys. Listeners on the Loose, man. You pick the topic, you guide the show. It's pretty simple. You call this number, 206-421-ROCK, or you text this number, 77999, and you say, this is what I want to talk about, and then we talk about it. Now, if you're on the phone with us, even though today is customer service day, Steve still has his rule.
He's still got to show some energy and bring it, BJ. Otherwise, we're going to have to say goodbye to you. Gong. And then say goodbye again.
Goodbye, old friend.
By the way, I've failed badly. I keep forgetting to ask people like a little thing about that. I remember that was supposed to get to know
Failure.
The customer day. Yeah. I suck. I don't like the custies, apparently.
That's fine.
Okay. We'll try this time, though.
This person wanted to share an experience about them when they were, I guess that would fall in line with learning about your quote-unquote customer.
Yeah.
We bought, back when we were younger, we bought steel Viking swords. We blunted them out and beat the hell out of each other, usually with no padding or armor.
Oh, man. Even when you blunt them out, if they're steel swords, you're still beating the out of each other.
Yeah.
Wow. Man, I just knew that I wasn't me. I mean, I hung out with people that were relatively physical, but they were kind of geeky. I didn't have any friends that were like, hey, we're just going to hit each other with swords. That wasn't me. I'd be like, no, I'm going to get hurt. That ain't going to happen.
We use wiffle ball bats.
Yeah, that's okay.
That and also like those tubes for like wrapping paper or posters.
If it was those were awesome.
You would save those even if it wasn't Christmas season. You kept those cardboard tubes.
And it wasn't the cheap stuff because now you see the cheap. Yeah. It's like cardboard paper that is the center of the wrapping paper now. But these were legit cardboard tubes.
No, you could pummel someone over the head a few times before they started falling apart.
Yeah. That never hurt anybody. Yeah, that never hurt anybody's life.
No. Got a text about our boy Danny V.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know he still worked here. Okay.
Hi.
Says, I want to give Danny V some props. I work as a child support enforcement officer here in Seattle, and I can't tell you how much I appreciated the other day when he said he had more important things to spend money on than a Vegas bachelor party. You have no idea how many times I see that people that don't have enough money to pay their support, but they have enough money to take those crazy trips. Glad to see someone is being a responsible parent out there.
Oh, thanks.
I would love to hear from that texter, too, because I don't know if it's the same case. But, you know, obviously, a lot of times guys get targeted because more guys are paying child support than women. But I know per capita, the deadbeat dad, if you will, was actually a real problem when women had to pay child support. It was like a ridiculous number of women that wouldn't do it. And it just sucks no matter what. Whoever's not paying it, the kid is the one that pays.
Well, I mean, we didn't finish the story. I mean, yeah, he's not spending the money on a trip to Vegas, but he just bought himself new shoes for himself, guitar. And also that board game that shoots poop out of a toilet. None of this is for his daughter. So I don't think he's some, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Awesome
parent.
I you're right. We made him look better than he really was.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't know the last time he made a child support payment. I don't think it's been, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Forever. Yeah.
Yeah, really. Yeah. He can't make it rain if he's going to actually pay.
Right.
Yeah.
I need those poop board games.
Yeah, you do.
We're still going to Little Darlings, and you're paying, right?
Yes, of course. Of course.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Got you guys.
Nice.
Let's go to John and Arlington. It's listeners on the loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. John, you are on the Rock.
Good morning.
Good morning, Johnny. What you got for us, buddy?
Hey, you guys are talking about, you know, the things you did that were wrong. You're talking about the guy that jumped off the cruise ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the dumb things you did with your friends because, yeah. And by the way, that story, Vancouver, Washington. So
yes.
Go us that they got banned from the Royal Caribbean.
Free, right?
Yeah. So how about you, John? What dumb things you do with your friends?
Well, I was in the service, and I was over in school over in Illinois, and there's a big, huge mall there. And me and my roommate bought rollerblades at the store and decided with all the, they have like the handicap ramps and the stairs, and we actually rollerbladed through the mall and they kicked us out of the mall because we were jumping over the planter things and downstairs and he was sliding on railings. But yeah, they took our pictures, lined us up, took our Polaroid pictures and they actually watched for us. We tried to go back to the mall a month later and they still would not. They're like, nope, you guys need to go.
Oh, man. You got to wonder, like, how many Polaroid pictures they really had. Because once there's a ton of them, it's going to be hard to keep track of everybody. But I guess they would, like, probably had you prominently displayed, you two.
Yeah. They were chasing us down to the mall. Security guards were running, and we were just dipping through all the different ways. Yeah.
I wonder, you know, I don't know whenever you get back there, if you would ever try to go back in. Like, if they would notice that you aged, or if they use the Facebook aging software that they're all saying that they're using.
We're on to you.
Yeah, we're on to you, people. If they would kick you out.
All right. Well, now I got a beard, so they wouldn't be able to really recognize me.
Yeah, there you go. See, that's, I'd go back to that mall, because Sarah's got that. I think she's been back to the store she got banned from.
Oh, good. I'm glad that they lifted that ban.
Yeah.
It was on a lifeline, lifelong ban.
I don't know. I think if you try to set fire to somebody's clothes, I think, yeah, no, really, you should be banned. Yeah, you know, because she's a genius.
I mean, everyone's young and dumb at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fact. And then they get older and, well, they're not young anyway. It's my daughter. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Paul and Everett, you are on the Rock.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Not bad. Paul, what you got for us today?
So you guys were talking earlier about crazy things that happened at convenience stores or fast food restaurants. And, I just moved to Seattle from Big Little Town, Louisiana, and I was working at a fast food restaurant and a sophomore in high school. And I guess this guy took offense to something I said and showed up at my work several days later with like half of the school in the parking lot.
What? So like a big gang fight?
Well, that's what I thought it was going to be. I didn't know quite well, but just, you know, towards the end of my shift, I realized, okay, it was just one guy. So I was like, all right, well, whatever, big deal. I'll walk out in this parking lot and fight this dude. I don't care. I'm a country boy.
Nice.
So, you know, my brother, big brother who's passed away now, he took me in the bathroom kind of got me a little psyched up, slapped me in the face, got me mad. Went out there.
He's your Mickey.
You know,
he was your Mickey.
Cheering yeah. this guy on, and who turned out to be like,
Bob, you can do this, Bob. You take this guy. You can take this guy, Bob.
So, yeah, well, I mean, I had no idea if this guy was, you know, supposed to be, you know, a real bad guy. But anyway, thumped him up pretty good. And, you know, I took a few myself, but was able to dart out of there just before the cops showed up. So, pretty crazy.
And how about this? Were you able to keep your job?
Yes.
Now, that's, you know, that to me just goes to show you the old ways.
Well, they probably appreciate his problem-solving abilities.
That's right. That's how to deal with a bad customer.
Well, the owner, boss, was actually standing in the doorway watching.
Ah, see, those are the old days. Yeah, you really can't have the boss watching one of his employees wail on one of the customers. Probably not good, especially if it's a major fast food chain. You know, it's like, yeah, you don't talk about that at the company meeting. 206-421-ROCK, text us at 77999. You pick the topic, you guide the show. It's Listeners on the Loose. Whatever you want to talk about, your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9
KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic, you guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Whatever you want to talk about, it's all yours, baby, but just make sure you bring it. Let's go to Justin in Tacoma. Justin, you're on The Rock.
What's up, fellas?
What's up, Justin?
You guys are talking about them cardboard rolls on the inside of wrapping paper.
Yeah.
As a kid, yeah, we beat each other with it. As we got older, we made smoking paraphernalia. We made a 5-foot steamroller with this roll we had, used a ratchet socket, 2-people job. I've seen that lay full-grown men out. It was just, we named it the MacGyver Chronic Igniter. It was just spur of the moment.
MacGyver,
we needed something to smoke.
Chronic
the
Igniter.
MacGyver.
It's a great idea.
Using
a can. It's better than using a Coke can.
Is it, though?
Right?
Because it's
exactly.
made of cardboard. I would think that that's a flammable object. I think you just,
I'd rather smoke something that's burning cardboard than metal.
We used a socket, though, so the piece that was getting hot and everything, we made a hole and then pushed a nice ratchet socket through it, so that was the bowl piece.
See, you guys knew what you were doing.
You ever seen on Half Baked, dude was like, give me an avocado, an ice stick, and a snorkel. Believe me, bro, I made bombs with less. And we just took one of those ideas rolling, and we made a 5-foot cardboard steamroller that would lay people out.
That's awesome.
And, our buddy's dad passed away. We're cleaning out his house. He's moving and all that. And we find this 10 years later, and we're seeing signatures and taggings on it from people we probably don't even see anymore. But we're looking at it, and we're like, dang, we were just some stoner kids.
And it
really
survived.
Needed something to smoke. Needed something to smoke that bad, and we made it out of this 5-foot tube of cardboard.
Yep.
And, you know, it was a ritual. Everybody came around. You got to bust out the MacGyver. If you can take the MacGyver, yeah, you can smoke with us.
I appreciate the call, Justin. Thank you. You know, Steve, it makes me think of, like, you know, the romance of days gone by because, of course, marijuana was not legal.
Yeah.
And you wonder, will people be doing that anymore? Because you can just walk into a pot shop much more easily than you could then.
Yeah, now you could get smoking apparatuses without having to say it the right. I remember in college, our college TV station, we had like sponsors or underwriters, and one of them was this place that was called like the Green Thumb or something like that. And you know, they had everything, but they also had bongs, but you couldn't call it that back then. You had to call it a water pipe. And they would legitimately they would kick you out of the store if you had the nerve to say bong.
Yeah, well, of course they had to.
And now they have like, here's a bong section. It's kind of funny.
Steve, I was wondering if I could just take a quick little moment to, because, you know me, I'm a TV guy.
Mm-hmm.
I found a show that I think you and your wife might like.
Uh-oh.
It just debuted Monday on Fox. It's called The Passage, and it stars what's his face from Saved by the Bell? Mark Paul Gosselaar.
Oh,
yeah.
Zach?
Yeah, Zach. And actually, he kind of looks like a little bit of a chunkier Chris Pratt these days. He's got the beard. You know what, Vicky? You know how you like David Harbour from Stranger Things? He's got that dad bod thing working. I think you would dig the Brad character on this show because he's taking care of this little girl who's basically an orphan. And it's basically, they're trying to come up with a cure for humanity for all these diseases. Mm-hmm. And this little girl is kind of like the key. I won't spoil it, but what's going on is that the what what they've come up with on when they give this cure to older people, anybody older than a kid, it does something horrific to them, but they think if they give it to her, it won't. I just watched episode one, and
okay,
I gotta tell you, first of all, the girl that plays Amy Belafonte, and I don't know if Sania Sidney, she is terrific. I love this little actor, and I think that, man, good stuff's going to happen for her because she's just so likable and so really, you want to root for this kid right from the beginning of this show. And
maybe wear a blindfold to avoid any illness.
No blindfold, but you know what? Again, I jokingly told the Rev, this new show is probably going to be like the Walking Dracula, is all I'm going to say.
Because I think I seen the trailer and they talk about, I think there's a line that said, it's like, so why don't you just call them what they are, vampires? Well, because there's no such thing as vampires.
Yeah.
Dun, dun, dun. Ooh.
And I watched it for the podcast. I thought, all right, let me watch this show for BJ Shea's Geek Nation. And I was so surprised at how much I liked it because the previews really didn't do anything for me. But man, you know, Mark Paul and Sania, man, or Sania, they really were good together. And you really kind of like, you know, the backstory for both of them is kind of heartwarming. And there's still some cool stuff going on.
Yeah, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, and they got the dude from Lost on there. One of the Lost dudes are on there, too, so that's cool.
It's produced by Ridley Scott.
Yeah. I mean, they've been pumping the hell out of this, and this so far, Doug, episode one, they're going to have me back for episode two. It's on Fox, I think, Monday nights. There you go. That's all I wanted to say. Just
Saturdays
to
at 9 p.m.
Is it Saturdays, really?
That's what this says, Saturdays at 9.
Oh, all right, then it's Saturdays at 9 p.m. Never mind. Maybe it was a special episode they aired on that Monday. I don't know. All right, it's Listeners on the Loose. You pick the topic. You guide the show, 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Hey, this texter says, hey, BJ and Migs, just letting you know that you turned me into a troll. I was driving home yesterday. I saw a car with a bunch of Star Wars decals. So I yelled, hey. And the person looked over and I said, nice decals. And I gave him the live long and prosper sign and drove off.
That's awesome.
Another text once it says, hey, Migs, did Danny share the anteater story with you this morning?
Okay.
What does that mean?
What?
It better not have anything to do with me.
We're talking about BJ's wiener?
No, don't. No. My kids are here.
That was
earmuffs.
That's just, yeah, don't.
That was the, so it's our friend, it's all good. He posted on my Facebook page, and the story is Cincinnati Zoo welcomes baby anteater to the world.
Okay.
And that's all it was. He just wanted me to tell you that there was a new baby anteater born.
That thing's a freaky looking thing.
Cool.
It really does look like, you know.
Looks like he's wearing a jacket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, he's a weird looking creature, though.
It looks like.
Don't talk about Danny like that.
Hey.
Yeah, and the anteater, too, yeah.
Well, cool.
Cool story, bro.
Yep, there you
that's
go.
Danny's fault. It's a texter. He said to ask Danny about it, and Danny's... I thought it was going to be some crazy, like, wiener story.
No.
Sorry, Steve.
He did ask if BJ was going to get mad if I shared it with him, so...
Yeah, he knows why. Yeah. That's great. All right.
I don't know why. Why?
If he didn't give us free food, I'd be pissed.
We had a few people texting and wondering if we talked about or heard about that Chris Cornell tribute last night. Yeah, we spent a lot of time first thing this morning talking about this big show that happened in California and L.A., I think at the Staples Center, where a bunch of friends, family, other bands all showed up and celebrated the music of Chris Cornell, and they did, I mean, the members of Audioslave were there, members of Temple of the Dog, and also the members of Soundgarden, and then a revolving cast of singers and other instrumentalists jumped up on stage. Metallica did some songs, Foo Fighters did some songs, and they even pulled in some of the most random people, and we talked about how awesome it was hearing Adam Levine from Maroon 5 do Seasons, which is a great Chris Cornell song.
Did a great job with that.
He nailed it, but I think the star and the one that everyone's talking about actually brought you to tears this morning, BJ.
It really did, and we want to play that again real quick to see.
Yeah, Rev could grab that.
All right, let me get a Kleenex ready. Yeah, of all, do we want to say who it is?
Yeah. Because I think that's the most mind-blowing part of it all.
And I'm so happy for her because of the fact that she gets a lot of negative attention. I get that, you know, no one's going to be a fan of everybody. And look, if you're a rock person, sure, a lot of pop stars you're going to want nothing to do with, especially this one. But she is so talented, and she proved it with this version of Chris's song. This is Miley Cyrus. And what is she doing, Steve?
Say Hello to Heaven.
Oh,
she's being backed by Temple of the Dog. It's very cool.
I mean, I'm getting Joplin shivers. You know, if Miley started her career as a rock front woman, people would have been screaming about how amazing she is. I mean, she's got that ability.
But we didn't. Then we wouldn't have gotten Party in the USA, and that's, that's my jam.
Yeah.
Or Wrecking Ball.
I do like Wrecking Ball. And the video is so awesome. I honestly am not. I've never hated the music of Miley Cyrus. No. It's obviously super poppy, but I can almost see her going down the road of, I feel like Pink is the same way, where, yeah, they're pop stars, but they've got the pipes to rock out if they wanted to. And you bring up Joplin, and obviously a lot of people will compare sometimes Pink to having that kind of a vibe as well.
Yeah, and Pink is awesome.
Who knows? Maybe because of this kind of reaction that people are having, maybe she's going to start going towards that direction.
I love it.
In this phase of her life and become more of a rock, you know.
Oh, I would love that.
A more raw sounding singer, because she does have great pipes.
Oh, man. I know. How cool would that be, Steve?
I want Pink, Lady Gaga, and Miley Cyrus, and maybe a few other pop singers to do a whole rock album.
That'd be cool.
Because Lady Gaga proves she's a badass when she performed with Metallica.
And I would just love to hear that in the studio. Get the Temple of the Dog guys, do some kind of a charity thing so you can raise money for Chris. That was what it was all about, raising some money for Chris Cornell's foundation. I think that would be a really cool thing to put out, and it would be a great way to tribute Cornell. I thought the craziest part, though, is then her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, went up there and did Rusty Cage, which I thought was nuts.
Really?
No.
Oh, I'm so gullible. I'm an idiot.
Don't break my cage.
My rusty cage.
Oh, no.
Wow. I kind of want to hear that version.
No.
I kind of do.
All right. Damn it. How many times are you going to make me cry about that, Chris Cornell?
Oh.
I know, man. It was powerful. Another person, Miley Cyrus, just gave me goosebumps, guys. I never saw that coming.
No.
Rev would say.
Well, you got to give props where props is due. Sure, you like to make fun of all the pop stars. And some of the pop stars really, you know, they can't sing like that. But Miley's got the pipes. And obviously, she's got the ability. Because just to go in there, do that version in a world where you know most people are going to go, what the hell are you doing here? This is a Chris Cornell thing.
Right. Walking into what quite possibly would be just like a lion's.
Yes.
You know, like, people are going to destroy you if you do not do it justice.
And she just, I mean, wrecked house. Could be one of the best voices perhaps in modern day music. I mean, she proved that. You don't think?
It's a really cool voice, but man, we're getting a little over dramatic.
All right. Well, I guess because, you know, I like what I hear. Let's see.
Brought you to tears, man.
Brought me to tears? What can I tell you, buddy? All right, here's a question for you. This needs to be answered, too, okay? We're getting close to Easter. All right, well, we got to get through Valentine's Day first. But still, this question has to be answered.
We're still close.
Yeah. What do Ryan Castle and Peeps have in common? I'll tell you, 9:48 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. He's the drunk in charge. Now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Peeps have in common?
Oh, springtime is my time.
Springtime is his time.
One texter says that neither is on BJ's diet.
Yeah.
It's true. Migs finds them both sweet and enjoyable.
Ooh, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Also true. And you're not supposed to put either of them in a microwave.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that as well. Yeah. Although it's never been tested.
I'll try to buy it. We got to get a big enough microwave.
I'll start working on my
flexibility.
Flexibility.
Yeah. All right.
Start stretching it out a little bit.
Yeah, stretch it out.
So early this month, they started rolling out Peeps flavored coffee creamer because I guess somebody thinks we need that.
I mean,
white chicks.
Yeah. And Peeps cereal.
And Danny.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't like Peeps.
Sick of drinking pumpkin spice lattes? Spice.
Yeah.
How about some Peep latte?
You're right. Well, Peeps cereal is on the way. So I guess
sure that's healthy.
Peeps marshmallow? I don't know. Same texture as Apple Jacks as far as the non-Peeps part of it. And then the marshmallows are the Peeps.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are excited about this?
I'm going to stick to grown-up food.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like Lunchables.
Yeah.
Right.
Ryan Castle, he's up next. He's got your 12-pack.
BJ and Migs, play of the day.
I'm surprised Danny still likes you in the workplace.
Danny's great. I love Danny.
I'm not saying you love Danny. I'm saying I'm surprised Danny likes you.
He loves me.
Yeah, of course. We get naked in the gym after each show.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that bonding moment.
Right. Yeah.
We sweat together.
Mm-hmm.
We get wet together.
What? What do you do when you go into a shower?
You get wet, Steve.
Thank you, Danny.
That just sounded like a tagline for a really bad porno.
It sure does.
For the next Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill movie.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Here's another question from a listener. I have a mountain of credit card bills and consumer debt. Can I still keep my house if I file bankruptcy?
Yes, you almost always can keep your home and your house, your car in a bankruptcy. Depending on what type of bankruptcy you file, would depend on whether or not, for example, you can keep your vehicles if you have payments on them still. You can almost always keep your home if you're current on the payments on your home, even in full bankruptcy. In Chapter 13, you can also keep those items. If you're behind on your house, you could catch your house payments up in a Chapter 13, take off a second mortgage in a Chapter 13. So keeping your primary assets like a home and car is almost always possible in bankruptcy.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.